For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed, here with sophomore Coley Rezebeck from Sunrise Beach, Missouri. Coley, kind of a tough weekend for the team, a couple of losses. How did the team kind of handle it?
You know, the first game against Northern was super tough because we thought we had it. We played super hard. We thought that'd be the win we could have this weekend. But we played hard. We stuck with them. And then going on to Saturday's game, we knew it was going to be a tough team. You know, they're ranked in the nation. So we just went out there and we battled. And I thought we battled the whole game, no matter what the score was. And we just never gave up. So unfortunately, we came out with two losses, but we learned a lot. And we can move on from this weekend.
What were some of the things you think the team learned this weekend?
I think we learned how good we can be this year. A lot of teams don't know who we are this year compared to years in the past. So I think we just learned who we can be, and if we play together as a team, we can really have some success this year.
And going in, anytime you're playing against a nationally ranked opponent like you were Saturday, what was the kind of frame of mind of the team in the locker room before that game?
Before, we had the same energy as any game. You know, no matter if they're nationally ranked or not, we go on with the same mindset. You know, we can win every single game, because if you don't, then you basically already lost the game. So we went in knowing, you know, we can play our hardest, do what we can, you know, do what the coach has told us to do to prepare us, and yeah, just play hard.
You're playing more minutes and minutes earlier in the game than you did last year. What did you do in the off season to work on your game?
I just kept working, you know, going to the gym every day, getting better, and, you know, learning a lot. Last year, I learned a lot. I wouldn't say last year was a waste of a year at all for me. I learned so much, and that's why I think I'm having, you know, being able to play this year is just what I learned from last year and carrying it into the court this year and just helping the team win. You know, nothing's really changed from last year to this year practice-wise. I still want to get myself better, the team better, but this year I just get to try to help the team win on weekends.
Everyone's talked about the chemistry of this team. In your words, what is the chemistry of this team?
You know, it's awesome this year. The upperclassmen tell us how much the chemistry is so tight and we're so close this year as years past, and I think that helps us so much on the court too. We all care about each other so much, and we want the best for each other, so we don't care who's scoring the most points. We just want to win, and it's just awesome to be part of this family.
Mentioned Sunrise Beach, Missouri. How did you find your way to Bemidji State?
My family, my dad and family lives in Orno, Missouri, Orno, Minnesota, in the city. So I wanted to come to college up here, get away from Missouri a little bit. And I came up here on a visit and I absolutely loved it. Loved the campus, loved the coaches, and met some of the team. And I just knew it felt like home.
I've asked others about their roommates, who they are and who's the neatest and who's the messiest.
We're all pretty neat, to be honest. I don't know who'd be the messiest. Maybe myself. But, I mean, honestly, it's fun living with the upperclassmen, too, with Brooklyn, Sid, and Taylor. So, yeah, I don't really know to that question.
And do you have any pregame rituals that you have to go through before every game?
I have to wear the same sports bra and spandex and socks. That's just my superstitiousness. But other than that, no, not really. I don't get my mind too much focused on the pregame besides just going up, getting some warm-up shots before the game, and then having the same warm-up routine.
Are there any college or professional players that you like to watch play basketball?
It was Maya Moore until she took a year off, but I still like watching the Lynx. So I go to the Lynx games in the summers in the city, so they're fun to watch.
Coley, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.